have found the Genesis Frequency. This is Dr. Stephen J. Kuzmina welcoming you in to another episode of a show that focuses on your whole life prosperity and success. Whole life prosperity and success by cooperating with the universal laws that are available to each and every one of us. This is Quantum Leap Goal Achievement, Radical Personal Transformation, Whole Life Prosperity and Success. Now, stay tuned for another exciting episode that'll move the needle in your life from where you are now to where you want to be. Hey, good morning, good afternoon, good evening, whatever time of day it may be, wherever you are in the world. I welcome you in. This is Dr. Stephen J. Kuzmina, Dr. Cause and Effect, here on another episode of the Genesis Frequency. I am so glad, so grateful for you listening. And if you are a brand new listener, I am grateful and I welcome you in. This show is about success and prosperity, yours. What I want to talk about today is, where are you? Where are you right now? What are the results that you have been experiencing in your life? Take a look at your results. Your results will indicate where your thoughts have been. As I am recording this right now, it is December 30th. 2019. I got one more day left in this decade. Did it go fast for you? Seems like just yesterday it was 1999 for me, and everybody was buying up all the batteries, wondering if the power grids and everything would shut down with Y2K. And here 20 years have gone by in the blink of an eye. Is that what you want for the next year for you? Do you want to get to this date next year and look around and say, I got the same results. I'm still doing the same thing, making about the same money I was making last year. Or do you want another decade to go by and experience the same results and be in the same place? Most people do that. Yes, indeed. Yes, in fact, they do. There might be some incremental growth, you know, maybe some cost of living adjustments. You know, maybe you move from this job to that job, maybe a sideways move, maybe you moved up a little bit. And I'm not talking everyone. Certainly there are exceptions, but most people will stay the same. What do you want for you? One of the things that I want to talk about on today's show is right now I am doing some marketing. I have a marketing piece out there, and it's interesting to look at the comments that come in because it's on social media and people are allowed to comment, and I welcome them so I can kind of gauge who I'm reaching and where their mindset is, because it's all about your mind, and I can make adjustments based on what I'm seeing. But it's really interesting to see the comments. And this really goes along with what I'm talking about. Where are you with your results for this year? What I generally see in comments is excuses and the consciousness that something outside of me has to make me change. A lot of the groups that are law of attraction groups seem to have a consciousness that there is a magic that's going to show up at the front door and poof, you're a billionaire. It doesn't quite work like that. If you've been listening to me for any length of time, you know that my wife Tanae and I have been doing this for a long, long time, and we recently, within the last year, have made the decision to work with Mr. Bob Proctor. Now, Bob Proctor's been in the movie The Secret, and he's been a motivational speaker and inspirational speaker and probably the greatest prosperity teacher alive, for the last 58 years. She's 85 now and is our personal coach and mentor and teacher. And we've learned a tremendous amount of simple ways to make quantum leaps in our lives. Now, this isn't all new material for us because I started studying this myself 40 years ago, and my wife almost as long. But when we look at our results, it's always going to be an indication of what we are thinking, no matter what program we go through, no matter what program we purchase, no matter what material we read or listen to or hear or dive into. Our thoughts are what makes the difference. The formula is always the same, and I probably say this on every other show. Thoughts plus feelings plus actions equals results. And the problem, and this goes back to what I see in comments for the marketing I'm doing and just posts that I make in general, are focused on existing results. And generally, a lot of the comments I see are excuses. I can't because of this. I can't do anything because of this. I tried this and it didn't work. What works for you may not work for me. And all those are just excuses. It's not what works for you may not work for me. It's law. You know, it's the way the universe is put together. Everyone is participating with these laws, whether they are consciously aware of it or not. So we absolutely, positively have to get that straight. It doesn't matter what your hourly wage is if you're working for an hourly wage. It doesn't matter what else you have tried before. It matters what you are thinking. You have to stop basing your choices and your decisions based on your current conditions. People make choices and decisions based on the results they are experiencing, whether it's an hourly wage job or they have tried something before and they didn't get results. They're focusing on those results, having thoughts about those results that were not what they wanted. Those thoughts create feelings. Those feelings impress the subconscious mind. The actions we take are based on those negative feelings, those negative thoughts, and the actions we take support more of the same in our lives. It's a hamster wheel. It's like being on the treadmill and you want to go to the park and run, but you get on the treadmill and you never get there. You're just spinning your wheels. You have to realize that it's up to you to choose a new thought. It doesn't matter whether it's my program or someone else's, or simply you're getting started by just listening to these podcasts. There is enough information in all of these podcasts and my prosperity series that's on my website that is still for free. It's going to be a product in 2020, so you might want to download that now, because it's going to be out there for sale for $1,500. You might want to get it right now for free. But between that and all my podcast, if you listen and apply what I've been sharing in your life, it will absolutely positively make a difference. It's time to wake up. It's time to wake up. But here's what keeps people stuck and they don't realize it. Because I talk to people all day, every day. And what people don't know about or are unfamiliar with is their paradigms. Their programming. Paradigms are a multitude of habits that have almost exclusive control over our behavior. And that's why I see the same comments over and over and over again. I hope this isn't another program because I tried them all. Well, you've tried them all and you didn't get results because the paradigm is in control of you. the programming is in control of your thoughts, your feelings, your emotions, your actions, your behavior, and ultimately your results. Nothing will happen until you remove the paradigms that are not supporting the life you would love to live and replace them with new paradigms and new programming that is supportive of the life you would love to live, the goals you want to achieve, the dream life that you want to live. And we can do this. And there is a process, but you first have to understand what all that is, what all that means. You have to understand, where did they come from? How did they get in there? What are they? A lot of people spend a lot of time on that, identifying the paradigms, because some are buried so deep in our subconscious mind, we don't even realize they're there. But they keep us moving and doing the same things on autopilot. That's why we have this knowing-doing gap. That's why people make comments that, I tried this program and tried that program. It doesn't matter. You didn't understand it. You didn't grasp it. You didn't apply it and embody it in your life. And even if you did and tried to for a short period of time, the paradigm is your thermostat and keeps you doing the same thing that you've always done over and over and over again. It doesn't matter how much knowledge you have. We have people that have knowledge and degrees running off the end of their business card, yet they're flat broke. They have all the knowledge upstairs here, right? But they're absolutely miserable failures. Smart as a whip. But it doesn't translate into the life they want to live. It doesn't translate into results because the paradigm is in charge. The paradigm controls the behavior. So people take these programs, they do these programs, they don't do anything about their paradigm, and they get the same results. They know more. They say, oh yeah, I know all about that stuff. They go on marketing pieces like mine or other people's and they make comments, yeah, I know all that. Yeah, I studied all that. Well, I don't care. What are your results? Tell me about your results. Have you gotten any results? Because it doesn't matter how much you studied it. It doesn't matter how much you read. It doesn't matter unless you've changed the paradigm and got to understanding. Knowledge itself doesn't do anything. It's the understanding that does. And when we understand how we're wired, how we're actually programmed in our subconscious mind, then we can start to change that. But we have to understand that. And I've lived this. That's how I know this. I've learned a lot from Bob Proctor, and I learned a lot from the very first book I picked up back in 1978. And all the other schooling and knowledge and my degree and doctorate in holistic life coaching, I've gained a lot of knowledge. But I had to learn how to apply it. I had to learn how to embody it. I had to learn how to identify paradigms and replace them, and some I'm still working on. This is the difference maker. This is what will absolutely positively make the difference in your life. So next year at this time, you can say, I am not getting the same results. I have gotten results that, wow, it's going to take me a telescope to look back and see where I was before and how far I've come. Because if you follow this body of knowledge, this study, personal development, and you learn about this programming, you learn about these paradigms, your life will start to shift, and it will happen in the blink of an eye. See, your programming, T. Harv Eckert said, your programming leads to your thoughts lead to your feelings lead to your actions lead to results. So therefore, just as it is done with a personal computer, by changing your programming, you take the first essential step to changing your results. That's changing your life. Stop being a victim. Stop making excuses. Stop saying, I don't make enough money for another program. How about thinking a new thought? How about thinking about what you want rather than being focused on what you don't want with the results that keep showing up over and over and over again in your life. See, nothing happens, though, until you make a commitment. Make a commitment to you, a commitment to your desires, a commitment to what you want, a commitment to will. See, will, desire, faith are what is going to propel you to move forward in your life. Let's have a conversation about it. I don't charge for a conversation, an initial discovery call. I'll be able to tell you in the first 2 minutes where you're stuck. And I'll guide you. And we'll have a conversation about it. Maybe my program's right for you, maybe it's not. But get on the phone, send me a comment, shoot me an email, contact me in Messenger on Facebook, send me a carrier pigeon, a smoke signal, it doesn't matter. Let's have a conversation. It is my mission in life to help others get from where they are now to be all they want to be. So message me. Let's do this. I want to address some other comments. I'll do that in the next show. We're out of time for today, but there's been a lot of comments too about all I need is this, all I need is this scripture verse, all I need is that. Hey, you know what? I'm an ordained minister too. I'm a practicing ordained minister too, and I actually pastor a church, a New Thought Church. So I know a little bit about this subject too. And all those comments, they're great. But you know what? It's still the programming. If you don't take that message, that inspiration that you find in Scripture, and apply it to your life, understand what it actually means, and then live it, embody it, make it a part of your makeup and what you are, it's not going to do you any good either. So, hey, bring it. You know, we can talk Scripture all day long if you want, but you got to still change your programming, change your paradigm. So we'll do that, get into that in the next show. For now, I want to say thank you so much for listening. Thank you for tuning in. We're going to try to get another episode here. I don't like the word try. I'll commit to doing another episode here tomorrow, the next day here, and we will dig a little bit deeper into some of the comments that I've been seeing to help get you unstuck. This is Dr. Cause, Dr. Cause and Effect, Dr. Stephen J. Kuzmina, and you've been listening the Genesis Frequency.